It's the washing machine. It is the dishwasher.
We can make a piece out of it.
Yeah, it's the dishwasher. It's important if we want to have clean glasses.
Okay, tonight.
Well, now we have finished, right?
It'll start again, I think.
Okay.
Sure. Okay.
Yeah.
I'll drive.
See?
You have your car here?
We'll do the Chevy. when are you
beginning with the?
Yeah, Sarkaz.
I did a concert of Morton Feldman and Earl Brown. I was a choral director.
Yeah.
And I had a chorus at Brandeis University, a small, small group with undergraduates at Brandeis. And John Cage and Merce Cunningham had a group, and they did a concert at Town Hall in New York, Earl Brown and Morton Feldman. So I met Feldman. I'll get to your answer. I met Feldman at a party, and I'd just come back from Italy, and I was just started being a choral director. I had a chorus that didn't sing anything yet. They didn't know anything. And Feldman said, oh, you have a chorus. Can you sing our music? Can you sing, you know? And I said, of course. So he invited me down to do one of his choral pieces. And Bob Ashley and Gordon Mumma and some other composers from Ann Arbor, Michigan, came in a little automobile. They drove all the way from Michigan to go to this concert because it was important. Who ever heard Morton Feldman's work? So I met Bob and Gordon there. And that was 1963-64. Then in 65, I was at Brandeis. I did a concert with Ms. Cage in 1965, in the art gallery at school, because the music department wouldn't invite John Cage. Mm-hmm. But I had the art gallery invited John Cage. So then the next year, I wanted to do another concert in the art gallery. So I thought of Bob and Gordon. And also David Behrman was a friend of mine. And I said, well, let's, for just the four of us, we'll do a concert. They said, okay. So it was a terrible concert. Everything broke. Nothing worked. But anyway, we went home that night, and I said, well, gee, it was so interesting, we should go to Europe, have a European tour. This was 1966.
But it was already the prohibition to use electronic.
Oh, yeah, Gordon and David had an independent studio in Ann Arbor, Michigan. It was called the Independent Studio, where they would invite composers to come and work. And I had done my Brainwave piece the year before, music for solo performer. So I was interested in live electronic music. It was all based on David Tudor and John Cage. You know?
In the dictionary that this word means also something like a sudden brilliant inspiration. Is that right?
No.
It isn't.
Brainwaves, actual alpha waves.
Yes, I understand this, but brilliant inspiration for brainwaves.
Well, all my pieces are brilliant inspiration.
I know.
Do you know my brainwave piece?
Yes.
That was 1965, and then I was making Vespers, a piece with echolocation instruments that sent out of the pulse waves in echoing off the environment. That was a piece I did. And then I did it, I'm Sitting in a Room in 1969. Do those pieces, and then Bob would do various.
What was the concept?
We were just four composers who played each other's music on a concert. We always had the four pieces. That's all. There was no other concept. We our works all used.
But you have an idea, a philosophical idea.
Yeah, but
not together, but you or.
Yeah, we were very different, but we all liked. It's very hard to explain, but we had a spirit was the same, our spirit, and we shared equipment, and it was easier to get concerts with the four of us than it would be with only one person. It was easier, you know, so there was no deep philosophical. But
you have an idea of research, idea of aesthetic.
Yeah.
Adventure.
Yeah, it was, a lot of it came from John Cage and David Tudor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's hard for me to explain in those terms, but we were more active than thoughtful. We did it, you know. We didn't think too much about it. We liked each other and we would do the concerts. We didn't think too much. We didn't have a manifesto. You know what I mean? It was more pragmatic.
Yes.
Yeah. Bob did a series of pieces. He did a piece for me because I stutter. And he gave me a text, kind of a dirty text, kind of obscene text that made me very embarrassed. And if I stuttered, they had the cassette recorders. Bob and Gordon, I forget, maybe two, three, four people. And they would listen to me, and they were recording me on the cassettes. And if I made a mistake, boom, they'd rewind.
Play it again.
One would rewind on words, one on syllables. It was organized different. So all of a sudden you get this time delays of speech. Very, very, very beautiful.
Yes.
Yeah, that piece.
That was
Ashley.
Know,
that was one of Bob's pieces, yeah. Bob.